handsome day, Miss Faversham.
Quite.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Huh? Yes, to be sure. And proudly.
Mr. French, they mean no harm. They're just children.
Children? Miss Faversham, back home in civilization, we have infancy and manhood. Nothing in between. Welcome home, sir.
Thank you, French.
May we offer our congratulations, sir, on the cover of World Magazine? We would have wished that you'd been better turned out, speaking professionally, of course.
Sure, well, that is an accident. I fell in the mud. I'm very sorry I let you down.
Well, don't you worry, sir. We'll have your bath ready in a moment, sir. Relaxing after the long trip. Miss Applegate wondered if you'd be home in time for the opening of the opera.
Am I?
Yes, sir, but we preferred a quiet dinner at home.
Well, you did.
Tomorrow, the horse show at the garden with Miss Forrester. Wednesday, the races at Aqueduct with Miss Carstairs. Wednesday night, optional. The theatre with Miss Davenport, or the Mets against the Dodgers at the stadium.
How do we feel about that?
We suggest the Mets against the Dodgers, sir. Miss Latimer.
Oh, thank you, French. If you ever leave Mr. Davis, you might consider working for my family at our Long Island place.
No, we're flattered, miss. But we prefer Mr. Davis and the quiet, monastic atmosphere of the bachelor apartment.
Sorry I'm late. I got tied up at the office. I'll change in a minute.
That's all right. I've been trying to steal French.
Oh, any luck?
None.
Dinner will be served on the terrace at 9, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, madam.
Oh, I'm Fran Heiger from Indiana with Buffy.
Oh, may I ask, madam, what is a Buffy?
It's her name. She's come to see her Uncle Bill.
May we suggest that you phone in the morning for an appointment? He's unavailable tonight.
You don't understand. I am Fran Heiger, Buffy's aunt. Buffy's going to live here with her Uncle Bill.
Oh, in that case, won't you come in, please? Won't you be seated, madam?
Buffy, say it once more.
I love you, Uncle Bill. It will be nice to live with you.
Oh, excuse me, sir. There's somebody at the door I think you should see.
Oh, hello, Fran. Nice to see you. Why didn't you tell me you're coming to New York?
Sudden decision. You look fine.
Thank you.
Buffy? This is your Uncle Bill.
Hi.
You look just like my daddy did.
Well, I guess I do. You look just like your mommy.
Well, she was very beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Who's this?
This is Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, well, she's pretty, too. How do you do, Mrs. Beasley?
Such pleasant surroundings. So nice for a growing child.
Fran, we better talk a minute. French, would you take Buffy out on the terrace and introduce her to Miss Larrabee or something? We'll be right back, Buffy.
Certainly, sir, yes. This way, if you please.
My name is Buffy.
Really? Well, happily, it doesn't concern me what your name is. Don't just stand there like a little clot. Come along.
She wouldn't be any trouble, Bill. She's so sweet.
I thought it was all decided right after the accident. You said...
We had to do something fast. You were thousands of miles away in Egypt.
I was in Turkey, and you wrote and told me that she needed a mother image. Now, that is not me. I am a bachelor, remember?
Bill, Buffy and Mr. Higer don't get along. She makes him nervous and he makes her unhappy because she feels rejected. I guess it wouldn't be so bad if she were just a naughty little girl and he could punish her, but she digs in her little heels and defies him. And Bill, she never cries. In the entire year that she has been with us, I have never seen her cry.
Fran, I'm not even home half the time. Now, I just got back from India. Now, I want what's right for that little girl, and that does not mean living with me. It just couldn't work, not here, not with me.
Well, she's so bright, she'll know she was rejected again. Bill, at least go in and talk to her and tell her that you love her.
Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, sir, I gave her absolutely no provocation to fasten her little teeth in my gastrocnemius muscle.
Did you bite him?
Put me in the closet. I'm not afraid. I like closets.
Well, then nobody's going to put you in the closet. You want some milk and cookies? French, would you bring us some milk and cookies?
Cookies, sir?
Something. Good, sir. And where's Miss Larrabee?
Miss Larrabee fled, sir.
Thank you. Now, Buffy, we just don't go around biting people in the leg.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm sorry it's been so long since we've been together. But, seeing my work, I have to travel all over the world. I'm in and out all the time, mostly out. And that's just no kind of life for a little girl.
No, sir.
Now, pretty soon I have to go to Peru. That's down in South America. So I'll send you a nice doll from down there. They make little dolls out of straw in the mountains. And when I come back, why, we'll keep in touch. I'll write you letters and we can visit each other once in a while and we can talk on the phone, okay?
Why don't you want me to live with you?
Oh, the milk and cookies, sir.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Mrs. Higer, to come in, please.
Oh, the lady has departed, sir. Sir, seems we have a foundling on our doorstep.
Mister, where's the lady's powder room?
French?
The lady's powder room, sir? Me, sir?
Buffy.
sleep well?
Yes, sir.
That's nice. Well, you have fun today. Now, don't worry, will you? I've arranged to have her picked up and taken to the airport.
To be sure, sir.
There wasn't much choice. I'm sending her back to the Higers tomorrow. So in the meantime, why don't the two of you make a day of it, huh?
It's two of us, sir?
Right. Take her for a bus ride or a walk in the park. Something kids like.
Oh, is that absolutely necessary, sir?
Very good. It's been nice seeing you again, Buffy. Now, I'll send you that doll from Peru, I promise. And you'll have two dolls, huh?
Mrs. Beasley is not a doll. Mrs. Beasley is my friend.
I forgot. Okay, then you'll have two friends, huh?
No, sir. I'll have one friend and one doll.
Okay, Buffy. Bye-bye.
Now, according to my schedule, you have exactly 1 hour to indulge in childish nonsense. Play.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. French.
Oh, good afternoon, Miss Faversham.
Permit me to introduce my colleagues, Miss Mannering, Miss Norton Lee, Miss Ponsonby, Mr. French.
How do you do?
How do you do, ladies? Oh, may I?
Delighted.
Mr. French, what a nice surprise.
Well, you may be surprised, madam. I am appalled.
Is she a permanent resident?
No, transient, it is devoutly to be hoped.
Mr. French, your little girl seems to be getting the better of my little boy.
Hmm? Buffy? Buffy! Now, that'll be quite enough.
Kitty?
He said his nanny could beat up my nanny. I had to hit him. What's a nanny?
I am a nanny. We ladies are all nannies.
Are you my nanny?
I am no one's nanny, and I find the suggestion revolting. Go play or something. Go.
Mr. French, you can deny it till you're blue in the face. But today you are a nanny.
Good day, ladies.
They couldn't understand why she never cried. Well, she's tough, that's what. She just digs in her little heels.
If you feel guilty about sending her back to Terre Haute, why don't you ship her off to one of those great schools in Switzerland?
Switzerland? A little kid like that?
Sure, they don't measure the kids, just the fees. Fresh air, skiing lessons, skating. They learn manners, dancing, languages.
Switzerland. Miss Graham, cancel that call to Terre Haute, will you, and see if you can get me some information on Swiss schools for little girls. And, oh, here's Switzerland, here. See, up at the top of Italy, that thing looks like a cowboy boot. And that's way up in the Alps Mountains, you see? See all the snow? And you learn how to play the piano and speak French and speak Italian.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you'll stay here till you go. It'll be just a couple of days, though. And you and French can have a good time together. Won't that be fun?
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
Night, Buffy.
Oh, well done, sir. Shall I move her into the den tonight, sir?
No, leave her in my bedroom. It'll just be a couple of days before she goes to Switzerland. And Switzerland, that takes care of everything.
Oh, sir, we don't know what we would have done had your decision been otherwise. We find ourselves, you know, somewhat out of our depth in the nursery. Mm. Oh, the ticket's in your vest pocket, sir.
Thank you.
I do hope you enjoy the ballet tonight, sir.
Thank you.
Good night, friend.
Good night, John.
Don't you just love ballet?
No.
How do you feel about girls who love ballet?
In your case, I'll make an exception.
Okay, Bill. Next time I'll wear my sneakers and we'll go bowling.
Like me, just say so. You don't have to send me all the way to that place.
Buffy!
Oh, Miss Faversham? A French here. So sorry to disturb you at this hour, but we have an emergency here. It's we seem to have misplaced a child.
Now then, if she is so tall, I would say the only button she could reach would be the basement button.
My little blighters will run away as far as possible during the daylight. But they won't venture out into the darkness.
Oh, Miss Faversham, we're wasting time. Let's call the police. She's made a clean getaway.
I doubt it.
Thank you.
When you've been a nanny as long as I have.
A nanny? Oh, any thought gives me the shudders.
What happened?
Sir, your idea of a Swiss school was something less than a success. Here's your friend. Yes, I'll be close by if you need me, sir.
I'm awful sorry you felt so unhappy that you wanted to run away.
Yes, sir.
You see, I just don't know very much about children. I guess meaning well doesn't help either.
No, sir.
I really thought that you'd like to go to school in Switzerland. I really did. See, I just didn't think that a little girl like you would want to live here in a place like this with just French and me. I mean, there's no children to play with and no nice lady to buy you things and whatever they do.
No, sir.
See, what I'm trying to tell you is that you don't have to go to school in Switzerland if you don't want to. And you don't have to go back and live with the Heigers either. You can stay right here and live with me. We can talk about it more in the morning. Okay? Go to sleep now.
Grown-ups always tell you things like that at night to make you go to sleep. It's all different in the morning.
Mrs. Beasley, that is not true. It's not going to be different in the morning. It's going to be the same. So will you please, as a special favor, tell Buffy that I mean it? What? Oh, yeah. I forgot.
What's Mrs. Beasley telling you?
Well, she told me I forgot the magic words.
What magic words?
I love you.
Oh.
Welcome home, Buffy.
Yes, sir.
Could you possibly stop saying yes, sir, no, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good night, Buffy. Good night, Miss Beasley.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Buffy.
That plane won't wait.
Mr. Davis, considered it necessary to check the young lady's supply of underthings.
Gotcha!
You gonna take good care of French while I'm gone, huh?
Mrs. Beasley will take care of French.
Bill, I'll bring the car around.
Two of them. There are two of them.
Les, what are you doing in New York?
Well, we saw your picture on the cover of World Magazine.
Les, you got any ideas?
Sir, I must have a word with you.
Now, Fran said you practically adopted Buffy, and now the twins could be together.
Sir, it's absolutely imperative that I
haven't got time now, French. That plane's going to leave at 4:30. Mr. Gaynor's waiting downstairs.
This
will all work itself out when I get back from Peru. I'll just leave the essentials to you. Goodbye, kids. Bye-bye. Oh,
Mr. Davis! No, Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, wait, sir. You can't leave me like this.
Who's he? He's the maid. Do you like kids? I don't think so. Could he run fast? No. Okay, I'll stay.
Mr. William Davis at home, please.
Whom shall I say called, madam?
Well, I'm Mrs. Grayson, and this is Mr. Davis's niece.
Good heavens. I am a nanny.